Israel has freed a Palestinian prisoner after he agreed to halt a lengthy hunger strike that almost killed him. Samer al-Issawi, who was in an Israeli prison since July 2012, began a 260-day hunger strike in August 2012 in protest over Israel's decision to send him back to prison to serve the remaining 16 years of an earlier 26-year sentence. Issawi was released in 2011 on parole from prison, but was rearrested less than a year later for allegedly violating his parole. He went on a hunger strike in which he consumed only liquids fortified with vitamins that lasted for more than 8 months until April 2013. His protests attracted widespread attention in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Issawi only ended his protest after Israel agreed to shorten his sentence and give him an 8-month parole violation sentence. Israel currently holds thousands of Palestinian prisoners. Palestinian officials say over 200 Palestinian security prisoners have died in Israeli prisons since 1948. On the line from Washington, joining us is political commentator Mohammed Owais to speak about this more. Thank you for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Owais. Now, Samer Issawi's case came to light and gained a lot of public attention and thus his release. However, not many Palestinian prisoners are this lucky. They're continuing to languish in Israeli jails, some without any charge, without legal representation. Tell us a bit more about your thoughts on that.
First of all, Samer Issawi is not the only one from his siblings who was a hostage at the Israeli jails. In fact, three other brothers of his were imprisoned also, were imprisoned throughout the years. And one of his brothers also was martyred. He was killed by the Israeli occupation forces. So this family have given a lot. And the Israelis continue to hold Palestinian, I don't call them prisoners per se, as much as they are hostages. And the Israelis are using these hostages in order to bring down the ability of the Palestinian negotiating teams. Most of the negotiations, instead of giving back Palestinian land or lifting sanctions or lifting blockades on Palestinian villages, what they are doing, they are freeing the Palestinian hostages from Israeli jails in order to bring the Palestinians to the negotiating table. Israel is acting like a criminal clan, like a mafia family that takes hostages and kills people with impunity, with corruption, with the support of the United States and the West.
Indeed, and also these Palestinian prisoners are kept in very dire conditions. We do know that around 207 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli prisons since 1948. What do you make of that?
I have a couple of family members who were hostages, were taken by the Israelis. And one of them told me martyrism would be much better than the torture we are exposed to on a daily basis. It is not only like you are sentenced and then you go to jail and that's it. You are in prison waiting, you know, for the sentence or if you have a life sentence. No, there is torture all the time and there is they put the prisoners, the hostages, in the worst living conditions in order to break them. And they continue to torture them, trying to fish for information or to keep them from corresponding with the outside world to tell them about the conditions they are living under. So it is not only one time torture or two times torture, it's a daily torture and it's a daily problem for all these thousands of Palestinians who have been there, and a lot of them are there without any charge. They are hostages. They are not criminals. They are not freedom fighters, except they are hostages. They went on a demonstration and they were taken under what they call the administrative arrest. And they took them in, and they are in without any presentation or without knowing when they will have a chance to see a lawyer or a court or a judge. They just keep these people in order as a bargaining chip to keep it over the heads of the Palestinian people and to derail the ability of the Palestinians to live in peace on the land of the Palestinians.
Indeed. Now, we have seen how the Palestinian leaders have tried to negotiate the release of these Palestinian hostages, as you call them, being held by Israeli authorities. However, we've seen a lack of action on the part of the international community. Why do you think there is? Is it because of a lack of awareness, or do you think that this silence is being kept that allows Israel to get on with its impunity, like in other cases as well?
You know, the late cleric Muhammad Hussein Fadlallah of Lebanon, who I respected his position and the way he spoke, and he used to say, peace is for them, justice is for them, human rights is for them, everything is for them, for the Israelis and the West. Whenever it comes to the Muslim world and to the Arabs and to the Palestinians, there is no peace, there is no justice, nobody even cares what Israel does. Israel have a carte blanche from these people. They have the American veto power, the British veto power, even they have the Russian veto power in order to protect Israel's crimes, Israeli criminals, with what they do to the Palestinians. They have
okay,
killed
I'm
going
to have to stop you there, Mr. Awais. I'm afraid we've run out of time. Political commentator Muhammad Awais, they're joining us from Washington. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.